Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
The Tree of Life painting. Ooh, yeah. Let's talk about that. What is the significance of that? And there's a story with Sean Carter.
A guy we might know.
Sean Carter is involved in that.
Jay-Z, huh?
may have heard of him.
Jay-Z. What's the story with Hov?
Man. So when Treehouse opened up, we wanted to create this painting. So with Morrow's, you know, Morrow's, like, people would line up. I would sit in front of Morrow's in my car and watch people get dressed up to come take a picture in front of the sign. When we got that sign, I had the option to get this little wood sign or pay more and get this aluminum illuminated sign. I'm like, I want the wood one. I want the one that, you know, people can take pictures in front of. Little did I know that I was setting myself up to create a photo drop. You know, everybody would take pictures in front of him. Every celebrity you could think of would come and take these pictures. And so it was a big hit, and it helped, you know, like, circulate around social media. So I'm like, you know what? When we go in the Treehouse, I want a photo drop. I want somewhere for people to take pictures. So we created that at treehouse. And the way it came about, there was a friend of mine, Kendall Foran, genius when it comes to, you know, art and just what he does. He's a dope person. He was like, he came, looked at it, and he was like, yo, like, I'm like, yo, look, I want a painting here. I don't know what I want it to be. So we just started pondering our ideas, and we was like, I'm like, I want a picture of Jay-Z. But that also come from Theoria. She also mentioned something about, like, you know, putting somebody, like, he was going to do Wayne, we was thinking about different people to put. But we came up with an idea of, like, you know, Jay-Z and turning his head into, like, a tree or something, right? And it was ideal. We didn't really know it was going to look the way it looked. So he was like, I got the perfect person for this. So he called Jaron. And Jaron came over, dope artist, local, cool dude. And we started to develop this idea. And so we all came up with this idea. And then I told him, like, yo, look, Mike Hov going to take a picture in front of this, right? Hov didn't take a picture in front of it. But after, you know, we got the painting up, went viral. You got Fab taking pictures in front of it. Everybody who come to Treehouse taking pictures in front of it. And a few friends sent it over to Emery, Jay, and everybody. And Jay wanted to buy it. And so he wanted to buy it to put it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so he purchased the painting, and he put it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I went to, I was in Cleveland for All-Star Weekend, and I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I saw this photo. And it had my name on side in Treehouse and, you know, Jaron Beasley. And it was dope, you know, because, you know, it's like, you know, what's been happening in my life, I've been projecting a lot of things into the universe, and it's like it happens because of, you know, just like just knowing it will, you know, and praying and just like being thankful for the opportunity and just everything that's going on. So when Hov, like when I got the call, like Hov wanted to buy, I'm like, yo, that's dope. And honestly, I didn't want to let the painting go, but it was bigger than me. You know, it was big. I would have felt like a sucker not, you know, letting that painting fly, because, you know, it's gonna help, you know, an artist from New Orleans and know, open up more doors for just all of us, you know. So,
but did you speak to him directly or just somebody from his team?
No. I spoke to his team. They reached out and we was negotiating for like 2 months
about the price.
Yeah, you know, we had Jay-Z. Yeah, I need an M.
Did they ever pull up? I feel like I seen pictures. Maybe it was Solange. Just Solange. Did anybody from the team pull up to Treehouse prior to it leaving? The painting leaving?
No, but it was like a big rollout. Like they came video the whole thing because this was like. Because the paint was so big that, like, you couldn't just ship it. Like, they had to drive it to Cleveland. They had to come, like, so they came in. It was almost like it was in a funeral home. Like, they came with big old boxes, shit, put it on, and, like, just, like, wrapped everything up 100 times and just to ensure that it was safe. And it was, like, a whole production. And they recorded the whole thing, shipped it to Cleveland, and they put it in his frame. And now it's up there.
You thought you was going to be a rapper. Right, that didn't work, but you still ended up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Damn,
look at God, right? Let's talk about expansion, man. The last time we saw you, we were having a great time in the city of Houston. Let's talk about where Marls is going. Are there more cities that you're looking to expand into? Obviously, yep. I'm gonna be biased because we're in New York and there's no oysters like yours. So, like, what's the deal with expansion for the brand?
So we coming to New York for sure.
Yes.
That's like, you know, my relationship with New York, like all, like majority of my friends outside of New Orleans are from New York. Got some cool homies from there, man.
You got a lot of New York swag.
I want y'all to pay attention to the hat.
See, you know, but what's crazy, I was that kid. Like, you know, imagine like being raised in New Orleans and you watching these movies like Paid in Full. And you watching, like, I'm in high school. I'm like, yo, what up, B? You know what I mean? I'm talking like I'm from New York. They're like, you're not from New York. But it was like, you know, of course, like Justin Combs. He always tell me how he's influenced by Cash Money. Talking about Cash Money, come on, Justin Combs going crazy.
Yeah.
The word for word. And it's so dope to see because him being from the East Coast, being younger than me, well, he's 30 years old now, but being so influenced by our culture, it's like, it's the same thing. So me viewing it from afar is like, wow. I want to go to New York, right? 20 years old, I went to New York. And I met my homie Mel Carter, Lonnie Ray, my big brothers, and they exposed me to this whole ecosystem in New York and showed me something I'd never seen in New Orleans. I was young, I was 20 years old, 21 years old, and they out there like, you know, they pick me up, Cullinans. I'm not the Cullinans, the Wraiths and all that stuff. Like, just everything. I'm like, man, what these dudes doing? But it allowed me to see something. Penthouse. Yeah. Craziest penthouse in Brooklyn. Future and everybody would come and, like, shoot videos there. And it just allowed me to see something different than what I'm from. Like, we from the swamps. Beautiful city, right? But we below sea level. You go to New York, it's a little different. You go to LA, houses off the hill. So when I started to travel more and see things, like, that's when I just started to open up more and knew that, you know, these certain things were obtainable. So, you know, my relationship with New York is like, man, like, I love it. Like, I tell my homies all the time, like, man, I'm half Brooklyn, half New Orleans. Like, they like, all my friends, y'all know, like, man, they from New York. So we're coming to New York. We're going to Houston. We're going to Houston first. I don't know if I should be saying this out loud. But we got a roadmap: Houston, Atlanta, New York, Miami. Whew. So four, like, you know, so Morrow's, I don't want Morrow's everywhere. I want four Morrow's. That's a game plan that can change, but I know I can accomplish a goal I want to accomplish by just getting four Morrow's up throughout these cities, and expanding. And, like, you know, I can be at that round table discussing, you know, some numbers, you know, so I know it's going to happen. So,
big timeless.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.